It's here and now. And about 40 minutes ago, the Federal Reserve announced that, as expected, it will stop buying bonds to prop up the U.S. economy. That stimulus program known as quantitative easing will come to an end next month. Heidi Moore is U.S. finance and economics editor for The Guardian. She's with us from New York. And Heidi, the Fed did give us some more details about how it plans to end that stimulus and get things back to normal. What did we learn?
Yeah, well, it almost sounded like an apology, of course, in the jargon of the Fed. But what they said was that they would reduce bond buying and end it as soon as next month. Next month, it's going to be $15 billion a month. That's from $85 billion in December, so it's a sharp, sharp change. And then they said that they really want to exit quantitative easing altogether as soon as there's evidence that the economy is improving, and that includes a second part of quantitative easing, which is reinvesting the proceeds of those bonds. So it's going to stop doing all of that and not buy any more mortgage securities, not do any more quantitative easing or stimulus. It really sounded like the Fed was eager to close the chapter on the stimulus buying program.
Well, and a lot of people were wondering how exactly they're going to get themselves out of all these purchases that they've made.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, but what they've learned is that a good way to stop spooking the market is to inform it well in advance. So all of what we're talking about in terms of ending the program are probably going to happen several months into the future, and if the Fed prepares the market by telling them now what the intention is, that should prevent any panic.
And we had heard that the Fed was not going to raise interest rates until the middle of next year. Is that still the timeline?
Yes, they set a considerable time. They didn't put a timeline on it, but they also said that the employment rate won't improve to normal levels until 2016, and it won't fall below normal levels until 2017. So it's a long road ahead.
A long road ahead, but still pretty spectacular that now here we are 6 years after the collapse of Lehman Brothers, and the Fed is finally saying that they are ready to end that quantitative easing stimulus program. Heidi Moore, finance and economics editor for The Guardian in the U.S., thanks so much for bringing us up to date.
Thank you.